Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So we all have favorite childhood memories, and for some reason, all of my favorite childhood memories revolve around one singular topic, and that is food. I can remember my fifth birthday party because we had an applesauce cake with a cow on it from the bakery right down the road in McAllistersville. I remember watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade when I was about six because my pap gave me a hamburger for lunch that tasted weirdly like onion. And I remember sleepovers with my childhood best friends and I Love Lucy marathons because we had chocolate chip pancakes for breakfast in the mornings. And for me, food kind of holds on to memories. Ham loaf will always remind me of local FFA banquets, Rice Krispie treats of family reunions, and turkey dinners of my home church's food stand at our county fair. And food really means different things to different people. Food is unique. It can draw a crowd faster than pretty much anything. It's a healing balm after the death of loved ones. And if you're like my mom, food is a way to care for others. No one ever leaves our dining room or our kitchen hungry. Personally, food is a way that I can connect with others and form memories over some shared experiences. Food is a crucial element of our everyday lives. We need it to power through our days, to nourish our bodies. People tell us how many servings of fruit and vegetables we should eat a day, how much protein to consume, and how much calcium we'll need to strong, healthy bones. But really, here's the thing. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter how healthy the food we consume is or how well we eat, we will eventually be hungry again in a few hours. And today's gospel lesson is an ideal reminder of that fact, that no matter how much we eat, we will still be hungry. Last week, we watched as Jesus transformed a few pieces of fish and a few loaves of bread into enough food to feed over 5,000 people, and then some. Right afterwards, though, a few people who I like to call Jesus groupies follow him because they want more, you guessed it, bread. They're hungry again. Well, maybe not literally hungry, maybe they're still full, but they want more bread-themed miracles. Jesus, who literally just fed them with an abundance of bread, tells them that they are missing the point entirely. So these people are used to miracles like God's miracle of manna in the desert. And Exodus 16 reminds us, though, that manna of old only fed the Israelites for a singular day. New manna would appear every morning. It wasn't very satiating. So Jesus tells his people that instead of worrying about the food that feeds the stomach and more bread-themed miracles, they should want food that feeds the soul. Soul food. And when I think of soul food, I think of one singular place. Spruce Hill Lunch. It's a local diner in Port Royal that has been around since around the 1950s, and when I was growing up, was owned by a woman whose name is Carlin, who's kind of like our neighborhood grandma. Carlin's a simple woman. Her home is filled with family relics and old-timey antiques. Her meals are easy to make, but delicious and filled with butter. And she's always willing to share her dining room table with friends both near and far. She has a weekly column in the newspaper called View from the Mountain that recounts the week in terms of friends that visited, community events that she attended, and the birds that she saw in her forest backyard. Carlin is a woman who makes you want to be a better person, and her light and her love for others shines wherever she goes. And her diner, when I was growing up, was and still is a beacon of light in the community. When I was little, it was a half diner, half antique shop slash small shop, and locals would gather for breakfast, coffee, and for lunch after church on Sunday, served with a side of faith. Harlan's love for Jesus shines through in her everyday life as she shares her food and her faith with just about everyone she meets. And while Harlan's classic Pennsylvania Dutch food definitely feeds the stomach, her faith and her love for others feed the soul. And I think that's exactly what Jesus is talking about in today's lesson. When he reminds this very food-driven crowd that they should eat the food that will grant them eternal life. See, when Jesus arrives, there is a transition for the people. No longer do they have to rely on the food that Moses gave his people in the desert, food that will only sustain them for a day. Jesus instead gives himself and grants us eternal life as a result. And when we share our faith or our bread with others, and when we feed them not through the stomach but through the spirit, we are embodying that fact. Food Network star Giada De Laurentiis says something that really just hits home. She said, food really brings people together on so many different levels. This nourishment of the soul and the body, and food is truly love. Jesus is truly love. So whether we are sharing our food or our faith with others, we are extending this communion table with all who are in need of nourishment, both spiritually and physically. So how are we going to extend our communion table, share Jesus, and break bread with others this week? Amen.